我们的救主基督已经从死里面复活了。
Our Christ the Lord is risen already.
在七日的第一日。
On the first day of seven days.
也就是主耶稣埋葬的第三日。
That's the third day after Jesus' burial.
有一些的妇女们来到坟墓的那里。
A few women went to his tomb.
他们带着香料。
They brought anointments with them.
预备要来膏主耶稣基督的身体。
They were ready to anoint the body of Jesus Christ.
天使告诉他们
The angels told them,
你们为什么在死人中找活人呢
Why are you looking for the living among the dead?
他不在这里
For he is no longer here.
他已经复活了
He is risen.
这些妇女们他们才想起来
Then these women remembered.
主耶稣曾经告诉他们好多次
How Jesus for many times told them.
他要怎么样被交在这些人的手中
How he will beTaken by men.
他要受许多的苦
And he will suffer much.
他要被杀害
And he will be killed.
主耶稣也告诉他们他要从死里面复活
He also told them then he's going to rise up from the dead.
Hallelujah. 这个空坟墓说到耶稣基督他的得胜
For the empty grave speaks of the triumph of Jesus Christ.
这个空坟墓也是我们得救的记号
And the empty grave is also the sign and proof of our salvation.
有许多人到耶路撒冷那边去旅游。
Many people like to travel or visit Jerusalem.
有一次，那个导游告诉他们。
One time, the tour guide told them.
就有一个地方叫做耶稣基督的坟墓。
And there's this place called the tomb of Jesus Christ.
他说，但是那里没什么好看的。
But there really isn't anything to see.
因为里面空空的。
For there was nothing inside the tomb.
什么都没有。
Nothing inside.
那这些旅客中的基督徒说，这就是我们要去看的原因。
And the Christians among the tour says that's why we need to visit that place.
地上有许多的教主。
For there are so many religious leaders on earth.
他们的坟墓还在。
Their tomb remained on earth intact.
他们的尸体还在里面。
And their bodies were still inside their tomb.
但是我们的主已经从死里面复活了。
But our Lord has been risen from the dead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们一起来读圣经，约翰福音二十章。
Let's read scriptures together. John 20,
19节
verses 19 and 20.
请我们翻到圣经，然后我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
那日就是七日的第一日，晚上门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见就喜乐了。这是主耶稣在复活的那一个晚上。
And that's the night of his resurrection.
他向门徒们显现。
The Lord appeared to his disciples.
我想当时门徒们是非常的害怕。
And I believe at the time disciples were terrified.
因为他们的主已经死了。
For they saw their leader has been dead.
已经埋葬了。
And has been buried.
那他们很怕这些犹太人。
And they were afraid of other Jews.
但是那一天主耶稣来就站在他们的当中。
But that day Jesus visited them and stood right in their midst.
这是主的复活显现。
And that was the resurrection appearance of Jesus Christ.
我们读二十四节和二十五节。
Let's read on verses 24 and 25.
那十二个门徒中有称为低图马的多马，耶稣来的时候他没有和他们同在，那些门徒就对他说：“我们已经看见主了。”多马却说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。”当主第一次向门徒们显现的时候，这个多马不在当中。
When Jesus appeared to his disciples for the first time, this particular person, Thomas, was not among them.
门徒们向他做见证说，我们已经看见了主。
Therefore, when other disciples testified to him, he says, we have seen the Lord.
我们看见这边讲说，多马他做了一个宣告。
And we see what Thomas' reaction was.
他说我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，还要用手探他的肋旁。
Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were,
他说我总不信。
And put my hand into his side, I will not believe.
他好像定了一个标准。
It's like he already made up his mind and set a standard.
若不是这样，我总不信。
If this doesn't happen, I will not believe.
我们继续读二十六节到二十九节。
Let's read on verse 26 to 29.
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说，愿你们平安，就对多马说，伸过你的指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。多马说，我的主，我的神。耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。我们把二十九节我们一起把它再读一次。
That's reverse 29, one more time.
耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。那没有看见就信的有福了。
Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
第二次主的显现好像特别是为着多马。
It's like Jesus appeared for the second time specifically for Thomas.
因为第一次主显现的时候多马不在当中。
Just because Thomas was not with the other disciples for the first time.
我们看见说主显现是在门徒聚集的时候。
We see when Jesus appears always in the occasion when disciples gathered together.
他何等爱我们能够聚集在一起。
Jesus likes it when we gather together.
当我们两三个人奉他的名聚集，我们的主就在我们中间。
Therefore, two or three gather together in his name, Jesus is with us.
那天门徒的光景是怎么样呢？
And what was the condition of his disciples that day?
他们里面是惧怕的。
They were terrified.
他们三年半所跟从的这位耶稣
for this Jesus whom they followed for three and a half years
他们曾经听过他说了多少奇妙的话语
they have heard all these wonderful words he spoke before
看见他做了很多的奇事
and they witnessed so many miracles that he performed
他能够叫瘸子起来行走
he was able to cause the lame to walk
他能够叫瞎子能够看见
he was able to make the blind to see
就是死了的人主耶稣也能够叫他们复活
he even raised deadFrom their death.
当他们在海上害怕的时候，主耶稣能够平静这个风和海。
When they were at sea and they were so terrified by the storm, this Jesus was able to calm the wind and waves.
好像一路上让他们这样的稀奇。
They marvel at this man all the time.
他是全能的加利利人。
He was this almighty Galilean.
好像没有什么事他不能做的。
So there's nothing too difficult for him.
什么事情他们可以告诉耶稣。
They can always confide to Jesus.
他没有饼了。
Lord, we are without food.
主能够叫五饼二鱼让五千个人都吃饱。
And yes, Jesus can feed 5,000 with just two fish and five loaves.
有疾病的，好，没关系，就带到主的面前来。
You are sick, that's all right. Let me bring you to Jesus.
但是那天主耶稣不在了。
But that day, Jesus was gone.
他被钉十字架。
He was crucified.
他死了。
He died.
他被埋葬了。
And he has been buried.
他们找不到主了。
They can no longer find their Lord.
我想他们的依靠好像一下子失去。
Suddenly, they have lost their long-term reliance.
怎么会这位这么有能力的，他怎么会死呢？
This almighty, capable Lord, how can he be dead?
他怎么不救他自己呢？
How come he did not save himself?
他是要来救我们这所有的人，救我们国家的。
He's supposed to come to deliver us, our entire nation.
他怎么却死了？
How come he's dead now?
这门徒们害怕。
Disciples were terrified.
他们把门窗都关起来了。
So they locked themselves and closed all windows.
这是门徒们当时的光景。
That was the condition of those disciples that time.
但是我们的主，他胜过了死亡、仇敌所有的权势。
But our Lord has overcome all power of the enemy and death.
死亡不能捆绑他。
Death cannot keep our Lord.
阴间不能拘禁他。
Hell cannot keep him there.
他从死里面已经复活了。
He rose from the dead.
门徒们害怕，他们把门窗关起来。
Disciples were afraid, so they locked themselves in the room.
但是复活的主超过时间、空间所有的限制。
Yet this resurrected Lord can bypass all the limitations of time and space.
主没有在那里敲门，开门啊，开门啊。
The Lord did not knock on the door, says, "Open the door."
主就站在他们的中间。
Immediately he was there among them, standing there.
复活的主向他们显现。
This risen Lord appeared to his disciples.
门徒们看见。主就喜乐了。
When they saw Jesus, they overjoyed.
所有的惧怕一下子没有了。
And all the fear suddenly disappeared.
所有的疑惑好像就没有了。
And all the doubt was gone.
他们的忧愁没有了。
All the sorrow was gone.
看见了主，他们就喜乐了。
When they saw the Lord, they overjoyed.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们看见了主？
Therefore, brothers and and sisters, whenever you see the Lord,
you'll
be filled with this inexpressible great joy.
And this
risen Lord appeared to his people.
但是那一天有一个门徒不在当中,
However, there was one disciple who was not with the rest of the disciples.
他的名字叫做多马,
and he was Thomas.
我想多马也不会想到, 直到今天, 每一次我们提到多马这个名字,
and I think he never imagined whenever his name is mentioned later on.
我们总会加一个多疑的多马,
people like to call him the doubtful Thomas.
因为他第一次不在这些复活显现的
It was because he was not with the rest of the group that
day. And he said
something quite brave.
门徒们向他做见证,
when others testified to him,
主复活了,
we have seen the risen Lord.
我们看见主了,
we have seen the Lord.
多马说, 我没有办法相信,
Thomas says, I do not believe.
要我相信有条件的,
you want me to believe? There's a condition to it.
我必须要看见他手上的钉痕,
I gotta see the nail marks.
他不单看见, 还说, 我要用手 探入他的钉痕,
and also I have to put my finger into them.
不但钉痕, 他还要探入他的肋旁,
and I want to put my hand into his sides as well.
探探他的枪伤,
and I will feel his wound.
他讲说, 若不是这样, 我总不信,
otherwise, I will not believe it.
哎呀, 这多马真的是冠上了一个名字, 叫做多疑的多马,
that's why we call him the doubtful Thomas.
因为他必须要看清楚了, 摸到了, 他才会相信,
because he cannot believe unless he sees with his eyes and touches with his own hand.
多少的时候我们传福音,
so many times when we share the gospel with others,
朋友们告诉我们,
our friends sometimes told us,
你把你的神显出来给我看一看, 我就相信,
I will believe if he can show me your God.
这个摸不着看不见的, 不科学的, 我没有办法相信,
and if you cannot prove him scientifically, then I cannot believe.
或者我们不能称他做多疑的多马, 应该叫做很科学的多马,
maybe we should not call him the doubtful Thomas, we should call him the scientific Thomas.
好像什么他必须要验证一下,
because he has to have proof,
要不然他没有办法相信,
otherwise he cannot believe.
主何等的爱多马,
and Jesus loved Thomas dearly.
他并不因为他不信主耶稣就放弃他, 就讨厌他,
and Jesus did not dislike him or give him up just because he did not believe in the first place.
主再一次向门徒们显现,
instead he appeared again,
好像特别为着多马, 他再向他们显现,
like just for Thomas, Jesus appeared again.
因为主一显现问安之后, 第一个就来找多马,
because after he greeted everybody, the first thing he said was Thomas.
他说, 愿你们平安, 就对多马说,
he says, may peace be with you, and then he turned to Thomas.
马上就对多马讲话,
immediately he talked to Thomas.
他说, 伸过你的指头来,
and he said, put your finger here.
你来摸我的手,
see my hand.
他说, 你伸出你的手来,
reach out your hand,
探入我的肋旁,
and put it into my side.
我告诉他, 不要疑惑, 总要信,
stop doubting and believe.
多马敢不敢伸出他的手来呢?
You think Thomas dare? Thomas dare to touch Jesus at all?
多马那个时候, 复活的主就在他的面前,
the risen Lord was right in front of him.
我们没有看见他再伸手, 再来摸主的钉痕, 再来探入他的肋旁,
we don't see Bible telling us that he actually went forward and touched Jesus.
反而多马在这里做了一个非常奇妙的宣告,
but instead he made this wonderful statement.
他说, 我的主, 我的神,
he said, oh my Lord, my God.
好像我们读到四福音书的当中,
when we read the four Gospels in the New Testament,
在一向主和他们行走一路上,
when Jesus was with them,
门徒没有发出这样的一个宣告,
you don't see disciples proclaim Jesus to be the Lord and God.
但是今天这个多疑的多马,
but this doubtful Thomas,
他看见了这位复活的主,
after seeing the risen Lord,
他说, 我的主, 我的神,
all he could say is, my Lord, my God.
这个宣告好像是讲到旧约里面对耶和华的称呼,
and this is a proclamation for God in the Old Testament,
就是亚威的神,
and this great God.
这好像是约翰福音一开头的时候,
and just like in the very beginning of the book of Gospel according to John,
约翰讲到说, 太初有道, 这道与神同在,
John said, in the beginning there's word, and the word was with God.
道就是神,
and this word is God.
这道太初与神同在,
and this God, this word was with God in the beginning.
他讲到说道成了肉身。
And this word has become flesh.
住在我们的中间。
Dwell among men.
丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
约翰他在启示当中看见。
But John was able to see through revelation.
啊，耶稣基督道成了肉身。
That Jesus is the word that became flesh.
他就是神。
He is God.
从来没有人看见过神。
No one has seen God with their eyes before.
只有在父怀中的独生子将他表明出来。
For only this only and begotten son that was in his bosom was able to manifest what God is like.
我想很多人读约翰福音的时候可能还不明白。
And I believe many times when we read the gospel according to John, we don't quite understand it.
但是今天在这里多马做了这个宣告。
But here, Thomas made the same proclamation.
他说我的主我的神。
He said, my Lord and my God.
这位主他就是这位全能的神。
And this Lord is the Almighty God.
他就是这位创造宇宙万有的主宰。
He is the Creator God.
曾经让多少的人眼睛迷惑了。
Many times people could not see him clearly.
因为他站在一个最卑微的地位。
Because he was so lowly.
没有人羡慕他。
Nobody envied his position.
没有加薪美容。
He wasn't even good looking.
他的道路越走越低微。
And his way was narrower and lower each time.
他最后的处境是这么的凄惨。
And his consequence was so dreadful.
众人就喊说除掉他除掉他。
When people shout out, crucify him, crucify him.
众人只是在那里取笑他说你若是神的儿子可以从上面跳下来。
All he received was nothing but mocking says if you are truly the son of God, you can get up, get down from the cross.
没有做这任何的一件事。
And yet Jesus did not do anything about it.
他亲身担当了我们的罪。
But he himself took our sins.
他真的为我们死而且死在十字架上。
He died for us indeed upon the cross.
许多人到十字架就没有办法继续的跟随。
And a lot of people can follow Jesus only up to the point of the cross.
当我们读到圣经里面讲到到了十字架的面前。
And we know when you read the Bible, when Jesus was taken to the cross,
众人都逃跑。
At that point, all his followers fled away.
门徒们四处的逃跑。
Disciples were gone.
彼得三次不认主。
Peter denied his name three times.
多少人在那里呼喊除掉他。
And there's a crowd shouting out, crucify him.
其中可能也很多吃过这个五饼二鱼所变出来的饼。
And among the crowd, there are people who have witnessed or even received miracles from Jesus.
可能也经历过看见很多的神迹奇事。
And experienced and saw many miracles before.
但他们没有办法接受这位。
However, they could not accept the fact that Jesus is the Lord.
他们要的是一位基督，是一位弥赛亚，是能够拯救他们的。
What they have been hoping for is a Messiah, someone will come to deliver them.
但他们想到的拯救是外面的拯救。
But the deliverance they were thinking was our deliverance.
主耶稣说，我的国不在这个世界。
But Jesus says, my nation, my kingdom is not in this world.
他是真的君王。
For he is the true king.
但他的国度是属天的国度。
And his kingdom is of heaven.
他不是要一个地上的国度。
He doesn't come here to obtain an earthly kingdom.
所以这么多的人曾经拥挤耶稣的，他们没有办法明白。
Therefore, even many people have followed him and even crowded by his side. They could not understand.
他们可能认为他是一个很好的人。
They may regard him as a good man.
他们也稀奇他的教训。
And they were amazed at the way he teaches people.
他们也稀奇他的作为。
And they were marveled at his deeds.
但他们却不认识。这位耶稣。
However, they do not know this Jesus.
多马在这里，他做了一个何等奇妙的宣告。
Here Thomas made a wonderful statement.
我的主，我的神。
My Lord, my God.
我的主，我的神。
My Lord and my God.
这个宣告把耶稣基督标明出来。
And that proclamation signifies who Jesus truly is.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
用复活来标明他。
And resurrection is just the proof that he is the Son of God.
多马这个看见实在是太宝贵了。
And so what Thomas saw was very precious.
下面主耶稣说一句话。
And Jesus continued to say,
耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信。
Because you have seen me, you have believed.
那没有看见就信的有福了。
Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
那没有看见就信的有福了。
Blessed are those who have not yet have believed.
我想这句话特别是为着我们每一位来说的。
I think what Jesus said here is particularly for us who sit here.
因为主耶稣向门徒们显现。
Because when Jesus appeared to the disciples,
他也向许多其他的人显现。
He also appeared later on to other people.
有四十天之久。
For 40 days long.
主把他们带到属灵的境界。
Jesus brought them into a spiritual realm.
从外面的带到里面的。
Bring them from without to within.
从能看见的把他们要带到看不见的境界。
To bring them from things that's visible to things that's invisible.
门徒们需要经过这四十天的训练。
And his disciples needed to go through those trainings in those 40 days.
因为他们过去所经历的这位耶稣是能够看得见，能够摸得着的。
For the Jesus they experienced before was is someone who they could touch, who they can see.
主耶稣要把他们带到这个复活的境界里面。
And Jesus had to bring them from that realm into the resurrected realm.
然后耶稣基督他要升上天。
Then he has ascended into heaven.
他怎么样去，他还要怎么样再来。
And how he has ascended into heaven, the same way he's going to come back.
但他升上去的时候。
So when he was ascending,
一直到门徒们看不见他了。
His followers were gazing upon his glory.
看不见了。
Until they could see no more.
但是我们读到使徒行传一路是那么的稀奇。
But when you read on the book of Acts, you see a lot of wonderful things.
因为这位复活的主不单为我们升天。
For this risen Lord not only has ascended into heaven for us.
他为我们在圣灵里面回来。
He also for our sake has returned in spirit.
他今天就在我们的中间。
So he's right among us here today.
他就住在在我们的里面。
And he lives inside of our heart.
他就是这位又真又活的神。
He is the true and living God.
刚刚我们唱过一首诗歌，叫做《主活》。
We sang a song earlier during the other meeting. He lives.
你问我怎么知道主活着
？If you ask me how I know he lives.
因为他活在我的里面。
I know because he lives within my heart.
今天是在圣灵的时代。
Now we are in the era of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们没有办法说把主耶稣再请出来让你看一看。
I cannot go and invite Jesus to be here in physical form.
但是今天神的儿女都做见证。
But all children of God can testify.
他与我同行。
That he walks with me.
他与我交谈。
He talks with me.
生命窄路与我同过。
Along life's narrow way.
我们都可以做这样的见证。
We can all testify.
主活，主活。
That Jesus the Lord is risen and lives.
他今天仍然活着。
And he still lives today.
他因为他就活在我们的里面。
Because he lives in my heart.
真的是我们可以遇见。
This is something that we can encounter.
是我们可以听见他的慈声。
And we can hear his voice.
但是弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友
，And my dear friends and brothers and sisters，
主在这里特别要让我们认识
，The Lord wants us to know this。
那没有看见的就有福了。
Blessed are those who have not yet seen yet have believed。
因为今天所有的福分，我们必须借着信，我们才能够得着。
Without faith, we cannot receive any blessing。
所有主耶稣所做成的一切，他都要给我们。
All Jesus has done is deemed to be given unto us.
他都是为我们做的。
Because he has done all these things for us.
但是在今天，我们要得着只有一条道路。
However, there's only one way to receive these blessings.
就是相信。
Which is our faith.
我们信耶稣是基督。
We believe that Lord is Jesus Christ.
我们相信他是神的儿子。
We believe that Jesus is the Lord and he is the Son of God.
我们凭着信接受他为我们所做的一切。
And by faith, we take in everything that Jesus has done for us.
不在于我们眼睛所能够看见的。
It's not by sight.
曾经有一位弟兄他是学物理的。
Once was this Christian brother whose major was in physics.
那他也是头脑特别大。
He was very intellectual.
什么人跟他讲，他都像多马前面一样。
Whatever you talk him about, he was just like Thomas.
你没有显给我看，我是总不相信的。
I will not believe unless you can show me some proof.
后来有一天，有一位另外一个弟兄，他在那里讲。
Another day, another Christian brother was saying.
当他在传讲的时候，他就讲说：“你看得见我们当中到底有多少的波吗
？”He said, "Can you see all the waves that's in the air?"
很多人的手机哗一个一个响起来。
And how come your cell phone can ring?
为什么它会响呢
？How come they can work and have ringing sound?
为什么它一按的时候就能够讲话呢
？Why by pushing a button you can start talking on this machine?
因为在这个空气当中有很多的波。
For there are many waves in the air.
当你把收音机一打开
，When you turn on the radio,
有这么多的电台
，There are so many stations you can listen to.
为什么你可以收到呢
？How come come you're able to receive these messages?
因为有这么多的波在空气的当
中。Well, there are so many waves in the air.
但是你看不见。
However, you cannot see them.
你看不见，是不是它就不存在呢？
Just because you cannot see them, does that mean they don't exist?
当你的频道一调对了。
When you turn to the right channel,
你就知道这些波都是存在的。
Then you know, yes, all these waves, invisible waves, do exist.
那天我们的弟兄他好像一下子醒过来了。
And that wake up this unbelieving friend who majored in physics. And he was marveled.
我很稀奇说这个头脑这么大的人怎么这么一点很简单的事情结果他真的就醒过来了。
And I was surprised that he actually was waking up through a little fact like that.
是主耶稣那天要救他。
Because Jesus was deemed to save him that day.
叫他一下子摸着另外有一个境界。
And suddenly he was able to touch a realm he couldn't before.
超过他的思想所能够明白的。
A realm beyond his understanding.
他一直要求要能够眼睛能够看见什么东西。
He keep on asking for proof, something that's visible.
但那一天他一下子里面开了。
But that day his inner eyes were suddenly opened.
主是存在的。
He realized the Lord really existed.
但是你必须用你的心里的灵来接受他。
However, it takes our heart and spirit to find him.
当弟兄他这么一转念。
So when he turned his thought like that,
他一开口承认救主。
And he opened his mouth and accepted Jesus Christ.
他整个人就有一个很大的改变。
He experienced a great change.
他就经历到了这位神，他真的是又真又活的。
And he was able to experience this true and living God.
感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
今天主耶稣基督他已经复活了。
For our Lord Jesus Christ is risen.
他已经回到我们的中间。
And he has returned among us.
保罗是一个曾经怎么样来逼迫神儿女的人。
Paul was someone who liked to persecute Christians.
他没有看见过主。
Because he never saw the Lord.
他一直在逼迫神的
儿女。He kept on persecuting Christians.
他一直逼迫，不单在耶路撒冷，他要把他们一直追，直到大马色，他还要捉拿。
He not only persecuted in the city of Jerusalem, he actually went follow them until the city of Damascus.
我们在使徒行传看见，在大马色的路上。
And on his way to Damascus,
复活的主向他显现。
The risen Lord appeared to him.
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And he heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
扫罗非常的惊讶。
Saul was very surprised.
你是谁？我什么时候逼迫过你？
He said, who are you? And when did I persecute you?
那个大光照在他的身上，让他眼睛也看不见。
And there's great light shining around him. He couldn't even see.
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the voice says, I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting.
这时候主已经复活，已经升天了。
At the time, Jesus has been risen from the dead and he has ascended into heaven.
这时候主的显现不是在向他们复活的时候，还在肉身中向他们显现。
Therefore, Jesus did not appear to him in his flesh.
但是保罗他里面的眼睛被打开了。
But the inner eyes of Paul were open.
这么一个刚强的扫罗
，such a stubborn Saul，
这么一个残忍逼迫神儿女的扫罗
，such a cruel Saul who loved to persecute Christians，
而且他整个人有一个极大的改变。
He was greatly changed that day，
因为那一天他看见了这位复活的主。
For he saw the living Lord，
他不是从外面看见的
，not through his physical eyes，
他乃是里面他真的看见了主。
But from inside he saw the Lord，
他一生跟随主
，and he followed the Lord。All the days of his life from there on.
直到他最后为主殉道。
Until he died for the Lord.
他说他没有违背那从天上来的异象。
He was able to boast that I did not rebel against the vision from above.
他没有可能忘记这位向他显现的主。
There's no way Paul could forget this Lord who appeared to him.
在哥林多前书第九章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
保罗在这里说，我不是自由的吗？
And he said, am I not free?
我不是使徒吗？
Am I not an apostle?
他说我不是见过我们的主耶稣吗
Have I not seen Jesus our Lord?
他说我不是见过我们的主耶稣吗
Have I not seen Jesus our Lord?
哈利路亚他真的是见过主耶稣基督
Hallelujah, indeed, Paul saw Jesus before,
但他不是在肉眼里面来看见
Not with his physical eyes
他是在灵里面
But through his spiritual eyes
在更深的一个境界
In a deeper realm
他看见了主
He saw the Lord
弟兄姊妹主耶稣告诉我们那没有看见就信的有福了。
Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not seen yet believe."
第一个看见，那没有看见的是讲到说，不是在我们肉身中的看见。
And it's not talking about seeing with our eyes.
但是今天下面讲说，就信的这个相信，必须是我们里面有一个看见。
In order to believe, we have to see from within.
主要开我们里面的眼睛。
Therefore, the Lord desires to open our inner eyes.
他要把他自己启示在我们里面。
He wants to reveal himself inside.
好像那幕幔要打开。
Just like lift a veil up.
叫我们能够看见
so that we may see.
耶稣基督他是弥赛亚
see that he is the Messiah.
他的职事是要开人的眼睛
whose ministry is to open eyes of man.
但是今天所有的拦阻他都是在我们的身上
the problem is on our side.
主要我们认识到不再是凭着肉眼的看见
Jesus wants us to know that it's not through our physical eyes.
蒙福的道路是借着信
believing is the blessed way.
没有看见就信的有福了
Blessed are those who believing without seeing
任何的时候我们只要用信来接受
Therefore any time just come with our faith
相信他是神的儿子
Believe that he is the son of God
他是我们唯一的救主
And he is our only savior
当你只要相信
And only believe
多少奇妙的事情会发生
Many wonderful things can happen
所有天上属灵的福气
The blessings of heaven.
我们凭信，我们可以来领取。
We can receive through our faith.
这是我们的福分。
That's the blessings we have.
弟兄姊妹，没有看见就信的有福了。
My brothers, blessed are those who believing without seeing.
保罗一生走在这个蒙福的路上。
And that's how Paul lived.
我不是见过我们的主耶稣吗
？Have I not seen our Lord Jesus?
他在灵里面看见了主。
For he saw Jesus in his spirit.
每一件事情，保罗他凭信来跟随。
From that time on, he followed Jesus on everything by faith.
我们最后来读彼得前书第一章第八节。
Lastly, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。你们虽然没有见过他，这讲到我们没有在肉身中来见过主。
Here it says, though you have not seen him, that means we don't see him with our physical eyes.
何等的稀奇，我们却是爱他。
But the interesting thing is that we love him.
我们爱我们的主。
We love our Lord.
我们思念我们的主。
And we think about him all the time.
常常我们渴慕他，渴望能够遇见他。
And we long for him, and we desire to meet with him.
但是今天这所有的一切，超过我们的肉身。
All these things are beyond the boundary of our physical body.
昨天晚上十弟兄在这里做见证。
Last night, Brother Shi was here to give his personal testimony.
他拜偶像拜了三十多年。
He has worshipped idols for over three decades.
他说越拜心越慌。
The more I worship, the more afraid I become.
逢庙他就进去拜。
Whenever I pass by a temple, I will go in and worship the idol.
每一个偶像他都要把他拜到。
And I will make sure I don't miss any idol that's in there.
他生怕少拜了一个，他可能就会遭害。
He was afraid he might be in trouble if he missed any one of them.
他里面是充满了惧怕，越拜越怕。
The more he worshipped, the more fear he had.
看到那五百个罗汉，他每一个都要去拜。
When he went into the temple of 500 idols, he had to make sure he did not miss any single one.
我想你可以问问他有没有哪几个罗汉是你所爱的。
But if you ask him which idol do you love?
你不会去爱这个罗汉的。
I don't think he would say he loved a particular one.
很多人尊敬孔老夫子，但你问他，你会不会去爱孔老夫子
？In our culture, we respect Confucian, but do we say we love him?
没有办法的。
There's no way.
但是这里讲说，我们虽然没有见过他，我们却是爱他。
But here it says, though you have not seen him.You love him.
Oh, 我们爱我们的救主。
Oh, we love our Savior.
我们怎么可能爱一个我们没有见过的呢
？How can we love someone who never see?
但是的确，我们肉眼没有见过。
Yes, we never see him with our eyes.
但是那一天，当我们得救的时候
，But the day that we're saved,
我们说我们真的遇见了主。
We can say we truly met with the Lord.
我们里面看见了。
And we saw him.
真的因着信又说不出来满有荣耀的大喜乐
and through our faith we have this great and inexpressible glorious joy
很多的时候这些经历是我们说不出来的
and sometimes our experiences are even beyond words can describe
为什么我们会爱他呢
How can we love him?
为什么我们会充满了这样的一个喜乐呢？
How come we have this joy?
哎，我们说也说不出来。
We can never fully explain that.
但是我们就真实的知道。
But we just know.
因为他是复活的主。
For he is the risen Lord.
因为今天他在圣灵的里面。
Because he's now in his Holy Spirit.
比当时这些门徒们手能够摸、眼睛能够看的时候，他是更为真实。
It's even more true than he was be able to be touched or felt.
因为今天他时刻是与我们同在。
Because he's with us every moment now.
因为他就住在我们的里面。
For he lives inside of us.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是一个太大的福分。
Oh, brothers and sisters.This is truly a great blessing.
我们虽然肉眼不曾看过主。
Yes, although we never saw him with our own eyes.
但是我们却是爱他。
We love him.
我们因着信。
And through our faith.
我们又说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
We are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
在1820年，有一位姊妹降生。
In 1820, a young lady was born.
她是 Fanny Crosby。
And she's Fanny Crosby.
她一生下来没有多久，她眼睛就瞎了。
And she became blind shortly after birth.
所以呢，别人不晓得要怎么来带她。
And many people did not know how to bring her up.
她的妈妈也很忙，也没时间照顾她。
And her mom was very busy, did not take good care of her.
对一个瞎眼的孩子是很特别的。
And it's quite unique for a blind child.
她没有办法看见。
Because she could not see.
但她有一位很爱主的。
But then she had this baby, this grandmom who loved the Lord very much.
祖母常常把她抱在膝盖上。
Therefore, the grandma always put her on her lap.
告诉她许多的故事。
And told her many stories.
告诉她这个彩虹是什么样子的。
And told her the color of rainbow.
告诉她很多神的创造是什么样子的。
And told her many things in God's creation.
是怎么样的美丽。
How beautiful God's creation was.
晚上是如何，白天是如何。
And how the night was like, and how the day was like.
她让她认识这位创造宇宙万有的主宰。
And she brought her to know this creator God.
这位祖母也告诉她神她救赎的大爱。
And this grandma also told her the redeeming love of the Lord.
我想在 Fanny Crosby 从小的时候，在她里面，她有一个能够看见的眼睛。
And I believe since she was little, she had these eyes who can see from within.
她外面的眼睛是瞎的。
Yes, her physical eyes were blind.
但她里面是那么的明亮。
But her inner eyes were bright and clear.
我们姊妹她有写诗的恩赐。
And she was gifted with writing songs.
她写了许多的诗歌。
So she wrote many songs.
一生我蒙救主引领。
And she wrote all the way I've been led by the Lord.
这是我非常喜欢的诗歌。
And that's one of my favorite songs.
她一生中写过多少诗歌呢？
And she's written how many songs now?
她写了她会有8000首的诗歌。
Over 8,000.
8000首的诗歌。
Over 8,000 hymns.
因为她里面常常注视在主的身上。
Because she was able to gaze upon the Lord from her inner eyes.
她有一次在纽约服侍。
One time she was serving at the city of New York.
当她那天讲完道，她里面突然有一个感动。
After she finished sharing, she had this feeling.
她就照着这个感动说。
So she prophesied accordingly.
她说我们当中有一个年轻人。
She said, there is a young man among us.
你离弃了你母亲所带你信的神。
You have departed from the God whom your mother introduced you to.
你正在走在一个罪恶的道路上。
And you are now walking on a sinful pathway.
他说，如果我们当中有这样的年轻人。
If there's anyone like that among us this morning,
要请你来找我。
Please come to talk to me.
那天聚完会以后。
And after the meeting,
有一个十八岁的男孩。
There was this 18-year-old young man.
他来找他。
Came to talk to her.
说你说的就是我。
She said, I am the one.
我母亲临终的时候曾经这样的嘱咐我要来跟随主。
At my mother's deathbed, I promised her I will follow the Lord.
但是现在我在走自己的道路。
But now I am on my own way.
我里面充满了痛苦。
I'm filled with agony.
那天 Fanny Crosby 把福音再一次传给他。
Therefore, Fanny Crosby was able to share with him again the gospel of the Lord.
他也写了一首诗歌。
And she wrote a hymn afterwards.
求莫弃我。
Please do not pass me by.
救主，救主，请听我祷告。
Oh Lord, Lord, listen to my cry.
当你正在向别人招呼的时候。
When you are waving at others.
请你不要弃掉我。
Do not pass me by.
他多么的深摸着每一个罪人的需要。
And she deeply saw the inner needs of a sinner.
所以她今天写了这么多的诗歌，叫我们蒙大的福分。
Therefore, she was able to write so many wonderful hymns, and we can be blessed through them.
她外面的眼睛是什么都看不见。
Yes, her outer eyes were blind.
但是这位姊妹，她里面是这样的明亮。
But her inner eyes were bright and clear.
这是我们所羡慕的。
And we envy to be like that.
主说，那没有看见就信的有福了。
Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen yet believe.
我们要祷告求主开我们里面的眼睛。
Therefore, we'll pray that Lord open my inner eyes.
求我们里面的眼睛能够看见主。
So that we can see you from inside.
就超过我们所有在外面的限制。
And so that we can bypass all the outward limitations.
多少时候我们看自己多少的软弱。
Many times we look at ourselves, we see nothing but weaknesses.
但是当我们里面眼睛开了。
Yet when our inner eyes are open,
他是我们的主，他是我们的神。
He is our Lord and our God.
他能够负我们完全的责任。
And he is fully responsible for us.
他的救恩能够超过我们所有的重罪孽。
And his saving grace will exceed all our sins.
他的能力超过我们所有的软弱。
And his power will overcome all our weaknesses.
叫我们越过所有属地的限制。
So that we will be lived beyond the limitation on earth.
我们的心羡慕属天的。
And envy on the things that's heaven, of heaven.
哦，我们没有见过他，我们确实爱他。
We have not seen him before. We love him.
我们从深处说主，我们爱你。
And we can say from the depth of our hearts that the Lord, I love you.
因着信，我们有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
And because of this faith, we can have this inexpressible and glorious joy.
无论外面的环境如何。
It doesn't matter how our circumstances are.
无论你的遭遇如何。
It doesn't matter what kind of encountering or experiences we have.
我们里面有这个说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
We all can have this inexpressible and glorious joy.
很多时候我们要呼喊，我们要赞美。
Many times we want to shout for joy.
因为我们的救主已经复活了。
But we know our Lord has been risen.
我们再来唱全新的你。
I sing this song one more time, A New You.
的确，所有的阴天要过去。
Yes, all the cloudy days will pass.
所有的雨天要过去。
And all the rainy days will pass.
主能够造一个全新的你。
And the Lord can make a whole new us.
请姊妹为我们弹一句，我们就来。
你说阴天代表你的心情，雨天更是你对生命的反应。你说每天生活一样平静，对于未来没有一点信心。亲爱朋友，曾经观看满天的星星，期待有人能够了解你心，能够爱你至你力量的心，只能
耶稣能够改变你的曾经。
And Jesus can change your past.
耶稣爱你。
Yes, Jesus loves you.
耶稣疼你。
And Jesus cares for you.
他为你受死。
He died for you.
为你被埋葬。
He was buried for you.
他又为你从死里面复活。
He also was risen from the dead for you.
他为你升天。
And he ascended into heaven for you.
为你回到我们的中间。
And for you, he has returned in his spirit.
耶稣爱我们每一个人。
Jesus loves each one of us.
耶稣疼我们每一个人。
And he cares about each one of us.
他能够造一个全新的我们。
And he's able to give us a whole new us.
我们把副歌唱两次。
Let's sing the chorus two more times.
好吧，我们当中有朋友弟兄姊妹。
And this morning, dear brothers, sisters, or friends.
我们愿不愿意向主说，我们不是从眼睛肉眼的看见，我们来相信。
Are we willing to tell the Lord that, Lord, I'm not believing you through my physical eyes?
我们愿意打开我们的心来相信他，接受他。
To open up my heart and truly believe you.
叫我们真的是虽然没有肉眼的看见，我们却是爱他。
Therefore, we can love him even though we do not see him.
哦，我们愿意跟随他。
And we'll be willing to follow him.
让他来制作我们，改变我们。
Allow him to work upon us and change us.
让他来负我们完全的责任。
And let him take over our responsibility.
好吧，你若愿意，我们唱副歌的时候，请你站起来。
If that's what's in your heart, in your desire, can you stand up when we sing the song one more time?
耶稣能够叫眼前风干净，注视耶稣。
And let's turn our eyes upon the Lord this morning.
在复活的境界，在属天的境界。
In the heavenly realm, in His risen realm.
我们的心都可以向他说：主，我们虽然没有看见过你，我们却是爱你。
We can all tell Him from our heart that even though we have not seen you with our eyes, we love you.
我感动的弟兄姊妹可以祷告。